Magna Story Sound presents an unabridged recording of Lord James Harrington and the Summer Mystery, written by Lynn Florkiewicz, read by David Thorpe. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Magna, Skipton, BD23, 4ND. Chapter 1. James grabbed a tea towel as Beth placed the last of the washed dinner plates on the draining board. They'd enjoyed a succulent piece of poached haddock with garden peas and new potatoes and were keen to clear the dishes away in time for the next instalment of Paul Temple on the wireless. The radio series, based on the books by Francis Durbridge, was a favourite and they never missed an episode. He lifted a soapy dish.
You know, we've only a week to go before the tennis tournament. That's come around rather quickly, hasn't it?
Let's hope the weather holds out, Beth said as she swept a cloth around the sink.
It held for Wimbledon last week, so fingers crossed. The Women's Institute ladies have all the catering arranged.
James stacked the dishes and allowed himself a contented smile. The annual tournament between Cavendish and Charnley was something he always looked forward to. Not only did he enjoy playing in the competition, but it was also a good deal of fun to share the event with a neighbouring village, one that took great pride in its own social calendar.
I never doubted it for a minute. You ladies certainly know how to organise a good spread. I'll sneak Grandma Harrington's sponge drops in there somewhere. I hope that Elsie will make room for them on her table.
Elsie Taylor, who owned the cafe between the two villages, had become a stalwart of village events both in Cavendish and Charnley. She regularly exchanged recipes with James, whose grandmother had been nothing short of a magician in the kitchen. Beth wiped down the wooden draining board and waved a finger at the Times, which was folded on the nearby work surface.
Those robberies at the London jewellers' shops seem more frequent now. Did you read the report?
James unfolded the paper and examined the front page.
Yes, I did. There's been about 24 now, all in the same area. Quite a bit taken, too, by the look of things.
He leant on the kitchen surface and skimmed through the article.
Doesn't look as if the police have any leads.
I wonder if George is involved,
asked Beth.
Scotland Yard sometimes call upon him, don't they?
Detective Chief Inspector George Lane was a close...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?